Kevin Mahoney's the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Commerce Department and one of the guests on a panel that I moderated at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg last week. Kevin, it's great to talk to you again. Thank you for your participation on the panel. The theme that we started that panel off with was communication, and we had folks from all across the CXO spectrum on that panel, technology people and acquisition people and so on, and you represented very well the human capital element. And I wonder if maybe the conversation that we had there should be indicative of the kinds of conversations about communication that should be going on across government, because it strikes me that for a long time, when we talk about information technology or any other area of specialty, we talk to those folks and not to the people like you. Thank you for being on. What do you think about that concept of widening the scope of the conversation?
Well, first of all, Francis, thanks for inviting me on the show. I had a great time at the conference and the panel that you moderated, and I think the conversation we started there is an important one. We talked about communication at Commerce. We have a new strategic plan here, and we've made collaboration across the agency and across the bureaus a priority, really for the first time, starting with the SES community. And our plan here has really been designed to promote working together to leverage all of our expertise and our resources. And as we work out goals and objectives, we have multi-bureau teams that identify areas where they can work together to increase our effectiveness. So we look at communication, we look at collaboration as being critically important. We touched a little bit on the panel with the idea that the HR folks, the CIO, the acquisition folks, the finance folks, we all need to work together because we all interact with each other. And when we do that, we always come out with a better product.
You made a very insightful observation before we went on the air, Kevin, that the focus, obviously, at ELC is always on technology. It's an IT-focused conference. But the conversations that you had with the former CIO at Commerce, Simone Zickman, the former CFO there, Scott Quell, and you're developing those same kinds of relationships with the folks that have succeeded them, those conversations and that communication is important. And Simone has told me about the importance of that communication to make sure that you know what he needs, not just now, but how to build an IT workforce, or in the case of Scott, how to build a financial management workforce, or in case of any other CXO, whatever their workforce needs are. That interaction is tremendously important. If you were speaking to a colleague of yours at another agency that is struggling with that level of collaboration and communication, what success stories or what techniques would you recommend to that person to reach the level of success that you're having at Commerce?
Well, I mean, it's simple on the one hand, but not easy to do. I find that the more I understand about the business my colleagues are in, the better I'm able to direct the human resources folks to solve those problems. Largely, I view what we do as helping people solve problems, whether it's finding the right talent, whether it's helping people through a development process, whether it's making sure that we take care of all the transactional stuff that we do. As long as we can identify what someone is trying to accomplish and what they're trying to do, then we can better help them. So it really involves keeping yourself up to date, knowing things like the agency's strategic plan and what people's responsibilities in the plan are, knowing what's coming down the road in terms of anticipating things. I actually find, believe it or not, reading the pass back that comes in during the budget process very helpful to me, because that enables me to go and ask questions of my customers to find out, what is it that you're going to need next year that I can help you with. So it's that conversation, which really is almost a daily conversation that you have to have with your customers in order to serve them better.
You said it's important to understand how they do business. How important is it for them to understand how you do business beyond just understanding the hiring process?
Well, HR in the government is a complex process. Until we get to the point where we uncomplicate it a little bit, understanding, you know, the things that we have to pay attention to is helpful, I think, to the customer. And if you think of it in a traditional customer-supplier relationship where you both have responsibilities to each other, I need to communicate the things that I have to pay attention to so that we can craft a solution that, that not only satisfies their needs but keeps us within the bounds of merit system principles and just good human resource practices.
Understanding how they do business, it makes sense, and it's tremendously logical. How do you strike a balance between having a good sense of the framework they have to operate under, Kevin, and getting too down in the weeds where you really have more information than you need to be able to help them build a workforce strategy?
Well, I try and keep the conversation at more of a strategic level and let my folks work, you know, in the weeds, so to speak. I find we're more successful when we can talk about strategy as opposed to talk about regulation. Once I have an understanding of what the goal is or the objective, I can then kind of come back and say, all right, what are the obstacles that we have that might stand in the way of us accomplishing what our customer needs? And I would say 99% of the time, we can make something happen, that the regulations aren't so burdensome that we can't craft a solution that keeps everybody happy.
The idea of the forming that strategy, to me, has been transformational for people in your role over the past, I'd say, 5 to 10 years. I mean, it seems if we go back that period of time, It strikes me that the job of Chief Human Capital Officer in government was not as strategic and was not as CXO-like, I guess, as it was in the private sector. What do you think's driven that change, and what do you think will help cement that into the way that agencies do business, Kevin?
Well, in my experience in government is relatively short. I came here in 2003 after a long time in the private sector, and I would say in the early years of the previous administration, when there was a focus on human capital as part of the president's management agenda, we did a lot to elevate human resources in the federal government. And I'm not talking the technical side of it, I'm talking the strategic or the business partner side of it. And it continued to develop over the last 10 years. As I look at my colleagues who are in jobs like I am, they are some of the most professional people I've worked with, and certainly equal to anybody I worked with on the private sector side.